So the way this paralytic was presented, how could this change our approach to others in the, like, what Benedict was not an ordinary way to present the case of Jesus, right? So what, how do you answer this?
For this one, we said how the way this paralytic was presented, we said in an unconventional way, it wasn't the regular way, because we said it could have been brought in through the crowd, but they found another way. It's almost like not every single trajectory that you think is the right way will lead you to God. There's many different possibilities to talk to people without sin or you could have been right your whole life.
That's
there's so many ways to
that's but all that this one people who said this was a very challenging also way through the room, right? So sometimes, you know, we might even find non-conventional way to still bring someone back to God, right? Okay. Analyze the crowd. Do you have an answer for this one? Like the crowd that was present inside the house was staying in the house. Where they're all there because they love Jesus. Some of them love his teachings. Some of them love his character, his loving character. Some of them were there for the blessings to be moved. But some of them were there also to criticize him, right? So every time we have a crowd, like, you know, and I cannot answer this one, I understand. To benefit, but they just come to criticize and stalking who said what and no, that's wrong, right? So this is really up to everyone. But I hope that we always have this intent when we will attend any activity in church we have in grace so that the Holy Spirit, you know, touches our heart and we end up with a benefit. Okay, what must be opening in the same word as
we answered that one essentially. We said the opening of the ceiling represents us being on our hearts to God as well. So essentially, like it's God was waiting there for them, and all we have to do is they have to open their hearts, so in the ceiling as well as break through the roof, and the breakthrough would be our actions pushing us towards God. So it's being ready to accept God, but as well as putting actions to get close to God.
That's an excellent answer, but I read a nice one. He said that those people, they were thinking, you know, to bring this, so they were using their smartphones, right? This hole in the roof was, like, you know, it's like you're cracking your ego, and you did your part, and you leave the rest up to God, right? So this hole represented. I like that it was one of the church fathers. He said that this hole in the room represents just like, you know, like their utmost thinking. You know, this is what their thinking resulted in. That's who gets. And after this, we believe it up to God. That's it. Like, it doesn't mean because they labored and they went lifting the God on the roof. You know, imagine it's hard. And then, you know, pushing him down, that this is a guarantee that it's going to work. But it's not there. This is my thinking. After this, the rest is for God to come to. Okay. Jesus considered their faith. Of course, that, you know, the Bible says that Jesus considered their faith, and he healed them, right? He healed the God. But he... where is the paralytic man? I didn't mean paralytic man. I heard you say Jewish. You know, I said his faith. Like, if Jesus were to be with, let's say, my man, he would tell him according to your faith, right? So this is what I meant. So where, like, this guy was very passive. Like, you know, the Bible does not tell us if he was asked if he wants to go or not, right? So again, the church. healed my father, and so on. But how often do we pray to God to heal our spiritual gifts?
Right.
So here that was a mind offer that for Jesus from now on, and that's his message, and that's what the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, is doing. It's like we lay stress on our spiritual health rather than our physical. And people were surprised that this happened, and they started to blaspheme, and he read their minds, and then he showed to them that this is, for you, this is what's expected, and maybe, you know, they thought that he's going to be challenged to meet a prayer leader. So he showed them that even this I can do, but most importantly, it's the healing of our spiritual ailments. Make sense? Okay, so the bat was lifting this guy. Now the man lifted the bat. Any quotes on this one? Did you come to this one? So what did you?
Did someone who's named the bat represents not sin? Did that, like,
excellent, very good. So the bat here represents the sinful body. Body that became paralyzed by the sins and was carrying this spirit inside. Now Jesus has healed this man, so with a strong spirit, now he is carrying his sinful body. Like, you know, it's hopefully it's not going to be sinful anymore, right? But it's a nice meditation that I read again, that the bed used to lift this guy because he was paralyzed, and now it's God who lifts him. Okay, good. So let's go to the other one. Okay, so this one was healing the leper. So the first question was, what does the leprosy do to the body? We all know that. What does it do?
it's very contagious. It's
So it's like an infection disease and politic dynamic disease and ends up causing, like, you know, you lose your peripheral, you know, back because this is very strong, what this guy did. So it says now a leper came to him, so he came to him, imploring him, kneeling down. So he came to him, imploring him and kneeling down and saying, if you are willing, you can make me. This is very strong. It's like stunning, it's very strong. So he came to God with this broken soul, like, you know, imploring him, kneeling down, showing how much he needs Jesus' help and how much he needs this healing. But what did he do? What did he tell him? It's amazing what he said. It's amazing. It's like, if even though he wants this with all his heart, he said, if you are willing, you can. So, two things here. I know that you can't heal. I know that. I heard about you. I've seen it. I've seen people who are healed. I know you can do it. But again, he's putting all his wish. Yeah. At the hands of Jesus, if it's in your will, do it. So this has like, you know, open Jesus' heart towards this guy, right? So this is what I was telling you, how did this change the next question, how did this change Jesus' response? When you see how Jesus approached like a blind man, he would always question him, do you want to heal? According to your faith, you will be healed. And you see this happened a lot. This one, the Bible says, then Jesus moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said,